For every Olympic champion, there are 100,000 athletes whose story is never told. They train hard, perform injured, ingest harmful drugs, but they don't win the gold and are quickly replaced by the younger, skinnier newcomer. The year is 1991. The Soviet Union is collapsing and 15-year-old athletes must show the world the Soviet Union is still a superpower. The snow falls from the night sky. I have been jumping rope for hours. At 85 pounds, I still have 7 pounds to lose. I've taken 3 diuretics and 2 laxatives that day. If only I could put your brains into a skinnier body, you could be a champion, the coach yells. There's no heat in the gym. I wear a cotton tracksuit, wool socks, and hat. My fingers bleed from rope burns. To lose weight, I have plastic bags wrapped around my thighs and stomach, but not the chest, because that could lead to a cardiac arrest. Katya collapses next to me, grasping for air. She's taken hormones to suppress her shapely development. 5 years from now, she will stand on the pedestal in Atlanta as the all-around Olympic champion. I never took hormones. Still, my menstrual cycle only began when I was 22. When I came to the U.S. and retired from competition, I was hospitalized in intensive care for malnutrition, depression, eating disorders, and organ damage. I took Prozac and gained 40 pounds, crushing my self-confidence. To cope, I became addicted to alcohol, marijuana, and food. I was deeply ashamed and rarely left the house, obsessed with dieting, unable to hold intimate relationships. It took 10 long years to restore my balance. Now I am happily married and teach others how to recover their health with good food, meditation, movement, supportive relationships, and life visioning. Olympic champion or not, each of us deserves support because we're only as sick as our secrets. With a perspective, I am Olga Ora.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.